Mozambique's insurgency, the Capitol rioters arrested, the new Downing Street briefing room, and Wall Street Bets adopts some gorillas. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Tuesday, the 16th of March. In the first story of the daily briefing today, we go to Mozambique to discuss some truly horrifying news. Since 2017, Islamist militants, thought to be part of the terror organisation the Islamic State, have partaken in an insurgency in Mozambique. Locally, they're known as Al-Shabaab, and while they've sworn allegiance to the Islamic State, their motives and demands have not been clear. This week, though, it's been revealed, tragically, that the group have started beheading people. In one instance, a mother explained that she had to watch her 12-year-old son being killed while they were trying to reach where her and her other children were hiding. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time that such extreme evil has occurred. Last year, more than 50 people were beheaded at a football match in the country. And as a result, the Mozambique government has appealed for help from the international community to stop the terror group. It's hard to even comprehend the horrors that have taken place in Mozambique since the beginning of the insurgency. It's therefore not difficult to understand why 700,000 people have fled their homes. Our thoughts are with the family and friends of the victims of this insurgency. If you want more global news stories like this, then you can check out the Global Summary over on the TLDR Global channel. That video is linked down below. You should check it out and subscribe. In the second story today, we move to the US to discuss two men who have been charged for using bear spray against an officer. Brian Sitnick was one of the officers on duty when the Capitol was violently stormed by people trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Tragically, following the attack on the Capitol, Mr. Sitnick died. During the course of the Capitol siege, Mr. Sitnick had bear spray used against him by the rioters. And it's unclear whether this helped to contribute to his death. Regardless, Julian Eli Katner and George-Pierre Tanios were arrested for assaulting this police officer. They currently face up to 20 years in prison after being charged with 9 separate charges. It's being claimed in court documents that the pair worked together to make the bear spray that was supposedly used against Mr. Sitnick and two of his colleagues. All three officers were then supposedly incapacitated for more than 20 minutes. The court case into this is still ongoing, but it shows that America's taking this incident seriously. In the third story of the daily briefing today, we move back to the UK to discuss the Downing Street briefing room. While we might have brought this up before, specifically its £2.6 million price tag, we haven't actually seen what Downing Street's new press room will look like. Well, that was until yesterday evening, when the first pictures of the room emerged. The room itself is still yet to be used due to the pandemic, but once we're through it and it's safe for journalists to sit shoulder to shoulder once again, the plan is that it will be home to American-style press briefings. The pictured podium will be used by Allegra Stratton, former BBC and Guardian journalist. Some weren't too keen on the new look though, with one Tory MP claiming that it's far too American, and one civil servant even claiming that it looked like a brochure for a shit civil wedding. Another staffer at Number 10 just said that they were happy it was complete so that they could soon have the meeting room back that's currently being used for coronavirus press briefings. Another interesting thing spotted in the photo was a Henry Hoover. Eagle-eyed Twitter users spotted him lurking in the back of shots and subsequently made him a Twitter account called Press Officer Henry Hoover. We can only assume that he's going to be Ms. Stratton's deputy. In the final story today, we move to some happier news. We probably all remember about a month ago that Wall Street Bets was able to beat seasoned day traders by buying up and inflating the value of GameStop stocks. Well, over the weekend, they were able to put their financial power to good use, or better use, depending on how you interpret the GameStop incident. Anyway, over the weekend, a meme gained popularity on the Wall Street Bets subreddit. And as a result, a gorilla was adopted by a user under the name GameStop. Other users who liked the gesture decided to adopt their own gorillas, with another user calling theirs GME, the abbreviated term for the GameStop stock. This snowballed with more and more users donating money to gorilla charities, specifically the Diane Fossey Gorilla Fund International. This charity reported more than $265,000 worth of donations from members of the Wall Street Bets subreddit, As it turns out, when put to good use, memes can be very powerful things, and it's important to remember that stories like this exist, and that communities online are able to, and frequently do, amazing things. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.